94.9 FM, DAB, satellite and online.
London's news, London's stories.
This is BBC London 94.9.
Good evening to you, listening to The Rum Shop here on BBC London 94.9. So London 360 reporters have been producing a series, as I say, of radio documentaries on taboo subjects for this show. This week is the first one in the series, produced by Holly Powell-Jones, who we'll talk to later, and it looks at the issues surrounding suicide.
This documentary contains open, honest accounts by real people who've been affected by this issue, and it opens with a woman talking about her experiences and what led to her attempting to take her own life.
It's very difficult to explain, really. I just felt that there was no hope anymore, that everything was black. I felt difficult to put one foot in front of the other. I didn't want to see people. I couldn't face anything. I just felt overwhelmed. It was a terrible thing to do because it meant that I would be leaving my partner and leaving my mum. I love my mum and I love my partner, but it was the most terrible feeling that I just couldn't go on anymore.
There are, on average, 2 suicides every day in Greater London. Across the UK, a suicide attempt is made every 4 minutes. A recent survey revealed that 1 in 3 people would still not tell anyone if they were considering taking their own life.
That was a very informative piece. Tell me about your journey. What were the things that most stood out for you in terms of memories?
When I first started gathering research for this, I was very worried about how difficult it was going to be to get people to talk about it. The very fact that it's a taboo subject, I thought, and for a lot of people, feeling suicidal is a very personal, very painful thing. And I thought, it's going to be so hard to get people to open up to talk about those issues. But the more I looked into it, the more I realised that there are actually a lot of people, a lot of organisations and individuals who really wanted to talk about it, who really wanted to have that conversation, who wanted to share their experiences with people. And actually, the overall journey for me is, I think, realising that the trouble is not necessarily in getting people to talk about it as much as it is getting people to listen to it.